Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Michael, how are you?
I'm good. Good to be on with you.
Appreciate the time. A shock for a lot of people. Is this a shock to you to see what the Wolves have done?
No, it's not a shock to me. I mean, it's a. It was surprising to see them go up 2-0 with the first two games being in Denver. That was probably the biggest surprise to me. Sweeping the Suns. Was maybe a surprise to a lot of folks, but the Timberwolves, you could tell very early on, figured out how they could work their advantages and break the will of the Phoenix Suns, even with the fact that they had a three-headed monster. So advancing to that point wasn't that big a surprise. Maybe a sweep, maybe, perhaps. But going up 2-0 surprised me. And then after going down 3-2, to the defending champions, I don't think a lot of folks had them winning the last two games, even though they were returning home for game six. But there's something about this team, after seeing them night in and night out, about how they perform with their back against the wall, how resilient this group is, what they've been able to persevere through, not just this season, but they're not the team they are this season without the trials and tribulations that they went through a season ago. And so you couple that with the fearlessness and the talent and the relentless approach that Anthony Edwards has on a night in and night out basis that fuels his teammates. It really doesn't surprise me that they've been able to get to this point. This really, to me, looked like a different team day one of training camp.
Wolves television announcer Michael Grady is joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You talk about Anthony Edwards. I met him years ago playing high school here in Georgia. Personality always shines bright. I think the country is finding out more and more about it every day. What doesn't the general public see about Anthony Edwards?
There's a lot that they don't see. I think, as you mentioned, there's a lot of folks getting introduced to Anthony Edwards, and I think to a lot of people, he may seem like a lot of folks may be wondering why they're being force-fed Anthony Edwards right now, if they feel that way. And for people who have been watching him, you understand that he is not in this position by accident. There are some players who are like a flash in the pan. They have a nice little run, and it feels like a nice little run. And so for a short period of time, people are like, okay, yeah, this is all nice. Bring me the big names that I'm used to seeing over the last decade. What is special about Anthony Edwards is that he puts in the work behind the scenes, and he's such a freak athlete to begin with. But the meticulous work that he puts in, night out, the film that he watches, the hours that he spends in the gym working on moves, counter to the counter moves. This is not a flash in the pan. This is a young man who's going to be around for a long time. And he talks his trash, and he goes out there and he backs it up. And the thing that's unique about him is that people have called him a, you know, quote unquote killer, and the same with the same DNA as a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant. But what's special about Ant is that he has that mentality where he wants to crush you on the basketball court, you know, going against his idol, Kevin Durant, going toe to toe with him, talking trash while giving him buckets, doing the same thing in this series while battling, you know, Jamal Murray. He is a feisty competitor and a killer out there on the basketball court.
Michael,
but the nicest human being and teammate. And that's something that Mike and Kobe didn't necessarily have at their peak. They were, I mean, their teammates feared those two guys, whereas Ant is this lovable guy who empowers his teammates in the locker room. And so from a teammate perspective, Mike eventually grew into that. Kobe eventually grew into that. But the type of teammate that we're seeing from Anthony Edwards has been truly impressive.
And Michael, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because we know since Anthony Edwards got onto the scene, the dynamic of the team has changed, especially with someone like Karl Anthony Towns. How has that dynamic kind of shifted since Anthony Edwards has been elevated more so offensively?
The coaching staff, they say this all the time. Nobody has been asked to sacrifice more with this team than Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns has been the center for this team for most of his stay here. They bring in Rudy Gobert. Now they need him to play power forward, and sometimes he's having to step out and guard on the perimeter. Just in this postseason alone, we've seen Karl Anthony Towns have to defend Kevin Durant in round one and then Nikola Jokic during stretches here in round two. And so he has had to be adaptable on the court, and he has been gracious in seeing Anthony Edwards' ascent and also having the mentality of I'm still not going to take a back seat. You know, we all know that Anthony Edwards is the best player on the team. Like, anybody who has eyes can see that. But Anthony Edwards continues to give praise to Karl Anthony Towns, calling him the best offensive player on the team. They have a true friendship, a genuine friendship. And Carl, his ability to take a step back and understand what's best for the team, no matter what's being asked of him, has been a breath of fresh air. And again, I say he still has the mentality of not taking a back seat, because I say this all the time, you know, everybody wants to say Batman and Robin, but if you're Karl Anthony Towns, you still have to go out there and battle as if you're Batman. And on a night where Anthony Edwards was 6-for-24 last night in game 7, Karl Anthony Towns stepped up in a big way, hitting shots. He didn't go out there with the mentality of I'm Robin. He was out there hooping like he was a Batman. And that when you have that type of combination, that gives you an opportunity to win a championship.
Wolves announcer from TV, Michael Grady, is joining us here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show. Rudy Gobert just picked up his 4th Defensive Player of the Year award. He's tied all time, no more awards than anybody else. In your time with the Wolves, what have you learned about this man? Because he certainly has a reputation as a punching bag, even publicly by other players in the league. What about Rudy Gobert? Why does he get chastised so much, even from his own peers?
That's something that I would love to ask guys individually at some point. But I think the criticism that Rudy Gobert receives is some of the weakest commentary that I've ever heard. And the number of people that I've heard have this commentary who consistently prove that they just don't watch enough hoop. To talk about what Rudy is not is blinding a lot of people to what he actually is. And we think of big men, and you think of going back in the day, a Shaquille O'Neal, an Hakeem Olajuwon, a Patrick Ewing, even in today's NBA with a Joel Embiid and a Nikola Jokic. All-time skilled big men. You throw the ball to them in the post, they're going to make a move. They can front face you. They can hit the three, drive to the rim. They can play a physical brand of basketball, and these guys can even pass the rock at a high clip, where Nikola Jokic is just one of the league leaders in assists, much like a Sabonis in this day and age. So when you see a Rudy Gobert and his style is not aesthetically pleasing, and then you see the amount of money that he's making – and then you see what they traded for in order to acquire him here in Minnesota. And then you see the hardware with the Defensive Player of the Year. a lot of people are showing how you know, the type of haters that they are. And I think Joel Embiid, excuse me, going back to game five of this series when Nikola Jokic went off, Nikola Jokic is one of the all-time great players in this league. You know, Anthony Davis thought that he should have been in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. He was cooked by Nikola Jokic. All-time great offensive players are gonna go off. And when you replay that game, Gobert was contesting everything. Jokic was just going off, so it added fuel to the fire and added fodder for people to attack Rudy Gobert. But if you watch his game and what he does out there, basically as a free safety of the defense, he's the quarterback of the defense. His timing and affecting shots, what we'd like to call forcing neverminds when guys try to attack the rim. Sometimes he doesn't get a number of block shots just because guys choose not to attack him. He gets out there on the perimeter and he buckles down and defends guys as a 7-2 guy. So, no, he's not a silky, smooth, back to the basket, I'm going to give you 30 and 15 in the paint. But what he does to help his team cannot be understated. And for all the folks who say they're better with him off the court, the Timberwolves are a plus 111 when Rudy Gobert is on the basketball court. You have to go deeper than just the numbers. And, oh, he had 8 points and 10 rebounds. Yeah, he's a scrub. No. You really have to appreciate the game and really watch enough Timberwolves basketball, or Rudy Gobert when he was in Utah, where he received a lot of criticism also. But everything was funneled toward Rudy Gobert in Utah because there were no perimeter defenders on that squad. And so with this squad, one of the reasons that they're so special is that you have Rudy Gobert as a free safety and you have terrific perimeter defenders on the outside. And that's why the Timberwolves were able to hold one of the best offenses in the NBA and the Denver Nuggets under 100 points 3 times in the 7-game series in blowout fashion. Excuse me, 4 times.
Wolves television voice, Michael Grady here with us. Well, now we know what comes next. It's the Dallas Mavericks. What do you look forward to happening in this series?
What I appreciate with this Timberwolves run is the fact that I hope people are appreciating defense. And unlike one of the last great defensive teams that we saw in the league some 20 years ago, the Detroit Pistons with Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace, another 4-time Defensive Player of the Year winner, they were such a rugged and great defensive team. But I don't think anybody thought offense when they saw the Detroit Pistons. What's great about Minnesota is that you can appreciate the offense that Ant brings to the game, that Naz Reid brings off the bench, and, of course, Karl Anthony Towns. But you may come for the offense, but you may stay for the defense that they play out there. And what Jaden McDaniels is able to do defensively, Ant is a dog on the perimeter in a one-on-one situation. I mentioned Rudy Gobert already. Nikhil Alexander-Walker plays like a man possessed when he steps out there on the defensive end. I just hope people appreciate and enjoy watching what they do defensively, even though this has been a league that's been catering towards offense. So when I think about this series, I think of the offensive juggernauts that you have on the perimeter and Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, who I covered closely during my time in Brooklyn, going against Ant and Jaden McDaniels. Those four have already had some pretty outstanding, for those who have NBA League Pass, head-to-head matchups already. And to be able to see that over the course of a 7-game series, it's like, get your popcorn ready. It's going to be extremely fun to watch Kyrie Irving attempting to erupt, Luka Doncic attempting to erupt, and they're going to have their moments. You know, in the same way that Jokic looked like a man possessed in Game 5 of that second-round series, Luka's going to go off at times. Kyrie's going to go off at times. And then there's going to be other moments that they're going to get bottled up in a straitjacket. So I think that is going to be so fun to watch over the course of this series. It'll be a chess match, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, Michael, man, you've certainly had a great viewpoint all season long for what the Timberwolves have been able to do. We'll see what they do in this upcoming series. Where can people follow you and your work, man?
You can follow on Twitter at Grady, at G-R-A-D-Y, on Instagram, put a bunch of stuff out. the Michael Grady, and on the Timberwolves accounts, we have interviews and stuff like that that's going up. So it's been a fun ride. I'm so happy for the fan base. I mean, they haven't seen this team, you know, win a playoff series in 20 years. They haven't seen them advance to the Western Conference Finals in 20 years, and to be down 20 in that third quarter and come back and win it. That was a fun plane ride back from Denver to Minnesota last night. And we got our popcorn ready for the Western Conference Finals.
That should be a fun one. Enjoy the ride, Michael. Appreciate the time and you joining.
Anytime. Appreciate you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.